Brother Paul was playing the song, I thought of just what I said, that it was a good way to go from the morning meeting to the evening meeting. We sang Wonderful Savior and now A Wonderful Savior. In worshiping Jesus our Lord, our wonderful Savior, as we sang that chorus, I thought of a Bible character that I hope you thought of too. When you hear words like or sing words like the cleft of the rock, being hidden there in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land, and he hideth my life in the depths of his love, but especially this, he covers me there with his hand. He covers me there with his hand. Is there a Bible character that this especially brings to mind, these particular phrases, these particular words? For anyone, put on your thinking cap. Moses, okay, yes, yes. And of course, Elijah, Moses, and you, because you're saying it as your testimony, but you're not a Bible character, right? But he hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. He has a place for us. That's what he told Moses. I have a place by me in the rock here. I want to hide you there and cover you with my hand, and you're going to have a revelation of me. And when we sang this, I thought we've been talking about hearing the Lord every so often in these days and seeing the Lord. You just said Moses, right? And in that chapter, he had a tremendous experience of hearing the Lord and seeing the Lord. He had asked God, he had asked God a bold question. He had a bold request. He has a conversation there, a back and forth in Exodus 33. And then it ends at 34, this particular incident that I'm talking about. And it leads up to, I suppose, his boldest request is, I beseech you, Lord, show me your glory. I want to see your glory. And God says, no one can see me and live. I guess the way he meant that, from what you read afterwards, no one can see me, you know, head on, face to face, in all the brightness of my glory and my holiness. It's a dazzling brightness, and you can't approach that. A man, a human being, cannot see me and live. But I am going to give you a revelation of myself. I will show you. I'm going to put you here, you watch, and you listen, and see what I say to you. I mean, see what I show you, and hear what I say to you, right? We're listening, and we're looking for the Lord in these days, with the ears that he's given to us, and the eyes that he has blessed us with. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And if we have eyes of faith, God gave us those eyes of faith. He gave everyone eyes in their hearts. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That's a capacity, that's a blessing that human beings have. They have eyes in their hearts. You have eyes in your heart, you know. And God wants you to use those eyes. You know, most people, unfortunately, in this world, those eyes don't see the Lord. They've been dimmed. The God of this world blinds the eyes of those that believe not, and they don't see the light of God. But he created that capacity in us, I'm sure, so that we would see him. He created, Alexander White says, he made you with eyes in your heart so that you would behold his Son. With those eyes, he wants you to see Jesus. He wants you to hear him. That's what happened to Moses that day. He said, no man can see me and live, but I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you. Remember, we talked about God being good not long ago. And God is so good. He is so good. And that word good in relation to God means better than the way we use the word good. It's good, 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 ultimate, absolute good. And I'm making all my goodness pass before you. And he says something else. He proclaims his sovereignty there. His goodness in that verse, his goodness and his sovereignty. I'll have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I believe that that's at least a working definition for us of the glory of God. Spurgeon, in his sermon on A View of God's Glory, he uses that verse. And he says, God's goodness and his sovereignty make up his glory. Think about it. Think about it. God gave you ears to hear his voice. When you read his word, you're supposed to listen. God gave you eyes to see his son. Sometimes it's best to close our eyes, these eyes, and we look at Jesus and we worship him. If you look with your heart, you will see the King. If you listen with your heart, you will hear his voice. If you worship with your heart, you will please the Father. There's a heart to respond. There's a mind that he's given you. With that mind, like Moses, God says to him, no man can see me and live, but I'm going to cause all my goodness to pass before you, and I will have mercy on him on whom I will show mercy. I'll be kind to that one that I choose. He proclaimed his goodness and his sovereignty. That was something for Moses to think about, something for Moses to chew on. God gave you a mind to use it, to think about him, to ponder, to meditate on these wonderful things that he has said, the glorious sight that he has for you of himself. So Moses saw the Lord, and God proclaimed his name to him, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. What an experience that was for Moses. The proclamation, he heard it, the proclamation of the name of the Lord and the glory of God, at least in measure, passed before him as he was hidden in the cleft of the rock, covered with God's hand. God said, I'll move my hand and I'll cause you to see me in measure. It was a marvelous experience because Moses asked for it, because Moses wanted it. I beseech you, show me your glory. And when we sang it, I just thought, isn't that something? Here we are singing this, and it speaks about, to me anyway, about Moses. That's why I talked to you about him. And he heard, and he saw, and he had a revelation, a life-changing, defining moment there. He had been through so much. If you read the story, the narrative right there in Exodus, you'll see how much Moses has been through, heart-rending experiences. And the Lord is dealing with him and communing with him, and he's praying and asking the Lord, manifest your presence, be with me, lead me, guide me. And the Lord says, I will. I will not forget you. I will not leave you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to carry you up all the way through, and all my people. And Moses just keeps asking for more. I beseech you, show me your glory. And God says, I'll proclaim my name. I'll hide you here. You'll see me. You'll see me, and you'll hear me. And that privilege is granted to us if we'll open our ears and open our eyes, and we'll ask God to anoint these eyes with eye salve, that we might see him as he wants us to see him, and see things in his light as he wants us to see them, and hear his voice and respond with our minds and hearts, surrendering them, consecrating them to him. What a wonderful thing that is. It's a spiritual thing. It's something that the princes of this world don't know. It's something that only those who are awakened, I'll just say this yet before we move on, sing another song. Recently there was a young couple that was married in our church, and they came to me, I think a few months before they were married. And they said to me, on our wedding day, we want you to give us a verse. They said, our uncle is tying the knot and the bride's pastor is preaching the sermon, but we want you to go to the Lord and give us, or get from him, a verse that we are going to take as our verse for our married lives. And I said, oh boy, that's really quite a tall order. God, give me something for them. And I kept looking to the Lord. I kept looking to the Lord. And I believe he did give it to me. I believe it was from him. But it only came the last Sunday before the wedding. They were getting married on Friday. I was getting close. And I was like, oh boy, dear Jesus, help me. I don't want to just give him any verse. I want to give him the one that you put into my heart for them. And it was right along this line. So when we got to the benediction, that's what it said on the program, my name was next to the benediction, and it was about 93 degrees in there, maybe 90. And everybody was expecting, you know, the Lord bless you and keep you. And, well, maybe I did use that one, but only after I gave him my verse. Nobody knew. I didn't explain it. I'm explaining it to you guys now. That they had asked for that. That's why you had the longest benediction you ever heard. But here's what it was. Here was the verse that I felt God just laid in my heart for them. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And I thought of the privilege, the miracle of God shining into our hearts, the blessing that God had laid into their hearts. The God of this world has blinded the hearts of those that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel would shine in unto them. But, here's the word of God. My Bible's over there, so here's the word of God. And the preaching, it says, God, Paul says, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves your servant for his servants for his sake. 2 Corinthians 4, this is found, a wonderful passage on Holy Ghost ministry. And here's the preaching, here's the word, and the word comes, and there's light. The entrance of your word gives light, and God causes the light to shine. He commanded on the first page of your Bible, he said, let there be light, and there was light. And he commanded the same thing, Paul says, into our hearts, let there be light, and there was light. And there was a reason for that, that we might see the glory of God in the face of Jesus. That's why God has caused his light to shine into your heart. That's a miracle. Just like the miracle of creation, here was another creative miracle. Let there be light in his heart, her heart, their hearts. And there was light. And it was this, for this, that we might know Jesus and his light might shine brighter and brighter. Jesus might become real to us, and we might know the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Moses couldn't see that glory and live. We have a privilege that the Old Testament saints didn't have. There's a glory that excels, and it's the glory of God in the face of Jesus. And when we turn to him, the veil is removed and the light shines. And I pray that experience will become yours and grow. Lord Jesus Christ, grow thou in me, and all things else recede. Let your light shine brighter and brighter. Let me hear your voice. Let me see your face and know what that is in my experience. The glory of God in the face of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing number one as we continue our worship. Forsake you, is your word to us. We count on your presence. We trust in you, Lord. Your word is true. Your promise is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who remembers this from the first session? I will not forget thee or leave thee. In my hands I'll hold thee, in my arms I'll fold thee. I will not forget thee nor leave thee. I am thy Redeemer. I will care for thee. Good, once more. I'll hold.